Oh, thank you so much, and good morning, Mike. And Johnny is here this morning, Deputy U.S. Marshal Jeff White, and the person we were worried about last week actually got captured.
He did. That was Ricardo Ferguson. You may recall he was wanted for a homicide, a federal homicide warrant out of New York.
Right.
So he had that outstanding warrant for homicide with a firearm and additionally a violation of Hobbs Act, which was robbery. So it worked out really great. We did a lot of work on that case up here in Manchester. We had really good information that he was up here. But all the efforts that we put forward pushed him right out of Manchester, which was good for us because, we, like we said last week, we didn't want him in New Hampshire. And so he went to where he, you know, is a little bit more comfortable as well, is back to New York City. But with all the pressure put on by the Fugitive of the Week program and what we had done up here, nobody wanted him.
Ugh.
Nobody would let him stay with him. Nobody would let him crash on a couch, sleep in a car, or anything like that. So Mr. Ferguson was remanded to the streets. And that led the New York, New Jersey Regional Fugitive Task Force. They were out there very early in the morning, Friday morning, I think around 2 a.m. We were able to track him down, walking in the area of Times Square, and take him into custody without any incident. So that was good work, definitely a good combined team effort between New York, New Jersey, and our team. Just great to see this done off the streets and in jail where he needs to be.
Absolutely, absolutely. And with all the gun violence that's been going on lately over this weekend, it's good to get a violent person off the street.
It is. And you know, this is one of those cases we put at the highest threshold. We wanted to work this as much as we could, and we did. We worked that case 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. And our goal was just to get him in custody, get him in front of a judge, and fortunately that's how it turned out. So we can move on to the next case.
All right, and we'll do the exact same thing this week as we post another Fugitive of the Week.
Yeah, this week we're featuring Joseph William Meserve. He is he's got three outstanding warrants. I know he's like to be an overachiever. He has a parole violation, which his original charge was, I believe, second-degree assault, strangulation. Also has a new charge of failure to appear for another assault out of Stratford County. And he has a failure to appear on a drug charge out of Merrimack County.
Wow.
Only 27 years old, but he has a very lengthy criminal history both in New Hampshire and Massachusetts. He's 6'1", 180 pounds, has hazel eyes, brown hair, has a pretty distinct scar on his forehead that stands out a little bit, has a tattoo on either his left forearm or left arm, has a discoloration on his lower lip, has a scar on his right wrist and his left hip. And he's last known to have an address in Concord, New Hampshire. We don't believe he still resides in Concord, but he's definitely moving around. Has ties, as you can hear by the warrants alone, you know,
sure.
Stratford County, Merrimack County. Mm-hmm. I think he's been down towards Rockingham County, has a history down in Epping, obviously down in Massachusetts. We have him labeled up as violent tendencies, assaultive. His criminal history, like I said, very extensive. A lot of assaults, a lot of narcotics charges, a lot of resisting arrests. Definitely a dangerous guy with a bad attitude. We'll call it like it is, a bad attitude, and somebody we want to track down. And anything you can do to help us out, we would be greatly appreciative.
Right, because he absolutely doesn't. He's not interested in being caught. He's not interested in turning himself in, or it certainly seems that way. So how can we help?
How can you help? You can reach out in many ways. We have our main phone number, 603-225-1632. You can ask to speak to Deputy U.S. Marshal Brandon Wilson, who is the agent on this. he's our champion. We like to give him some credit, so give him some work to do and make him look good. Or you can just do it anonymously if you don't, you know, really want to talk to Brandon, which I don't blame you. We have the link on the poster that says web tip. That'll send an anonymous email. Or you can text NHTIP, followed by any information to the phone number TIP 411. Again, those are completely anonymous. Your name doesn't need to go into any reports. You don't need to testify against Mr. Meserve. This is about tracking him down, getting him back in front of the parole board, getting in front of judges in both Merrimack and Stratford counties.
Absolutely, because, let's clean up the business here, and then maybe we can move forward. And going into his 28th year, it could be the first year of the rest of his life.
It really could. You know, it's shocking, you know, when you see criminal histories as long and as extensive with these assaults, at 27 years of age,
yeah,
it's time to, grow up a little bit, you know. Mm-hmm. You've got a long life ahead of you, or at least hopefully But this is your chance to take care of these things and be more responsible and move on.
It's a great first step. All right, Deputy U.S. Marshal Jeff White, as always, we appreciate the info, sir, and we're happy to pass it along each and every Wednesday right here on the Fugitive of the Week.
Thank you so much, Pat. We'll talk to you next week.
You got it, Jeff. We'll post this at thepulseofnh.com. It's the Fugitive of the Week here on the Morning Information Center on the Pulse of New Hampshire.